All right, how's everybody doing? This is Healing Soul Tour from HealingSoulTour.com. I'm doing a podcast. I haven't done one in a while. I've been kind of crazy at work and with raids and stuff. So I just wanted to sit here and talk a little bit to you guys about healing and all that stuff that we usually do. First, I always want to continue thanking you guys for the support. The podcast, especially for some reason, is getting a lot of listens. It's cool. It's very, very cool. But it's disproportionate to like the traffic, I guess, the site gets. Which I don't really care. I mean, honestly, I don't care too much about the traffic. I'm always on Twitter. I'm always on here at Audioboo. And the site I use for stuff that people might care about for healers. But I'm fine with wherever you guys can find me. I'm cool with that. I don't get paid or anything. So traffic really is irrelevant to me in terms of numbers. But I do appreciate support in terms of feedback and retweets and, you know, listens to the podcast and clicks on stories. All that stuff is really cool. Just on a real personal kind of level. So anyways, just want to thank you for that. Anybody who doesn't know, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, especially Instagram, Healing Soul Tour, on all those things. And I do a daily screenshot from the game. I try to make them, you know, worth the damn. I've gotten a lot of questions about how to do those or how I do them, so I might do a guide or some kind of guide here in the next couple days or so. I'm trying to figure out what format that would be the most useful in. So there's not really a lot going on. There's just, you know, healing stuff, still in multiple groups, still running a lot of healers. I'm trying to, this week, get my Sork in a group in a raid. I swapped him to a different server when I created my Merc healer that I wrote about to the Jedi Covenant. I swapped my Sork to keep the legacy buffs, so my Merc healer wasn't a scrub, had all the legacy buffs and legacy stuff that I've unlocked along the way on my account. So that worked really well, and I wasn't doing a lot with my Sword Killer on Harbinger, so hopefully I can do some stuff with him on Jedi Covenant. Because I want to do something on Force Management. I've been raiding with a lot of Sorks here and there, and some of them are better at Force Management than others. And I got some I think, helpful thoughts on how to manage your Force and you know, heal these prolonged fights. So I'll do something like that once I get my Sork into a couple of raids, just so I can get my feet underneath me there with that class. Otherwise, it's been calm. It's been really calm, and I think that's good. And I wanted to take the time on this podcast to talk on a really kind of weird level about healing, and more specifically, why I think I like healing and why I hope other people like healing. And how it's kind of different in a lot of ways in my eyes than the other classes, the other roles. I do some DPS. I don't prefer DPS. I think it's fun. It's fun to just only care about your job. I think that's really cool and kind of a load off. It's not easier. DPSing, and especially Nightmare stuff, is a pretty big deal. You need top players, good DPS to kill some of these bosses. To clear the bosses, DPS is increasingly important. BioWare basically turns them into DPS checks, and some, you know, obviously some tank stuff that have to do, but healing is a whole different perspective. It's a whole different way of thinking of the fights, a whole way of thinking of the group, and it's just a different way of looking at fights, and I like it for that. So I wanted just to lay out some stuff, some things I like about healing, especially as you know, I don't know if some of you might know, I've never really played any other MMOs before Soul Tour launched. Since Star Wars launched, I've played pretty much all of them. All the newer ones, but prior to Star Wars launching, I hadn't played any. I tried WoW for literally half an hour. I created a tune, I went in there, and the first quest giver asked me to kill, like, five little monsters, and I was, like, just stupid, and I just kind of logged off and never went back. So I have an account somewhere. I don't even remember the names. Of course, the irony is, when I created my Sork, who was my first tune in Star Wars, the first thing you do, at least the first thing I did, was jump off that little entry point and went and killed five monsters or whatever it was. So that was kind of funny to me. But so since Star Wars played, and I've been playing the hell out of the game, I've played other games. And for the MMOs that allow for a class spec, I did pretty much go heals for all of them. Guild Wars 2 was the one that supposedly was going to get rid of the Holy Trinity. And that turned out to be boring for me. I stopped playing that game because I just found it very, very boring with raids. But the other games, you know, WildStar, even some of the other MMOs I can't think of right now, seemed to be versions of the healer, and I played them. I tried them, and I always went healing. So somebody on Twitter, I don't remember who, was talking about healing and how they're getting the feel for it, and they're getting used to it, and PvP especially, how they're liking it. And that got me thinking, well, why do I like healing? Like, what is it about the healing class in the game that I prefer over tanking and DPSing? And I do DPS every once in a while in current Nightmare stuff. I haven't tanked in a very long time, but I used to tank prior to 2.0 pretty regularly on EC and TFP and all that stuff. So I just stuck with healing, and it was the one that got to me. And I don't know, you know, early on, I just kind of fell into it. I was completely new to MMOs, completely new to the genre, completely new to the whole system. I mean, if you can think of what an MMO is, I was completely new to all of it. The idea of leveling, the idea of time sinks and credit sinks, and spending hours and hours in a game for one small aspect of it. You know, I just had no concept of any of that stuff. To me, it was basically a single-player game, and that's kind of how I played it with my Sork all the way through leveling. And I just did what I now know was DPS, but at the time, I just picked stuff that shot lightning, basically. Like, that was how I spec'd my tune. I didn't know that there was lightning and madness specs and the heal spec. I had no concept of any of that. I just knew that I liked Star Wars. I had fun going through the story stuff. The first, the Sork class story, I had fun going through that, but I had no concept of what I was doing, honestly. So towards the end of the 40s, the level 40s, once I got to like level 45 or so, the GM at the time asked me, of the guild I was in, asked me if I wanted to go heals. And I had literally no idea what he was talking about. I had to ask him, like, what are you talking about? So he explained to me, he had to sit there and explain to me what roles are in the game and what specs and classes are, and that they needed somebody to heal. They had another healer, but they needed somebody to heal. And at the time, Sork healers were all the rage. And I told him, I don't care. I'll do whatever. You know, I don't really care. And I had no interest in playing the game past leveling, honestly. I told my wife, told everybody, well, once I get to this level 50, I'm going to stop playing. I had no idea of end-game rating or end-game content in general. So I was going to leave the game and move on with my other games that I played. So then I went, they took me to some flashpoints, and they kind of carried me through flashpoints, basically. And she were showing me kind of the idea of healing, and I kind of picked it up as I went. Then I went into EV story mode at the time and just absolutely loved it. Like, I like grouping. I like group content. That's why I've always liked multiplayer games. I like going playing against real people. I think that's why I like PvP. And I just fell in love with it and just stuck to healing and started paying attention to it, started studying it, started, like, researching it. The guides that were out at the time started asking around people in guild who seemed to know about it. And just went from there. Long story short, I'm a healer now. So that's been since launch. But why? What is it about healing that made me stick to it? Like, why do I like healing so much? Well, like, for me, it comes down to two big things and then a bunch of little ones. The first big one is I like healing because of the responsibility that it brings. I like the responsibility of, like, me and someone else or however many healers in the group being responsible for essentially the health and the virtual lives of everybody in the group. I mean, obviously, you know, you can help, DPS can help heal, DPS can throw some dots, DPS can do cooldowns and shields and all that stuff, and that's awesome. But I like being responsible for the health bars. It's just cool. Like, there's just something cool about pulling heals out of your ass during a burn phase or to kill a boss, and everybody's fine, like, nobody died. And you kill a boss on progression. Like, for progression, when progression goes, when killing boss for the first time, I prefer to do that on my healer because I just find it to be far more satisfactory. It's far more gratifying to be able to kill a boss and keep everybody alive. It's just cool. There's no way of saying it. It's just cool. You feel like a badass. I'm sure that tanks and DPS feel the same way. I know DPS for sure with the parsers that you can feel like a badass when you get a really big number on your parse. And that's cool. I'm not, you know, I think that's very important. But for me, heals, When we can pull some miraculous shit out of our ass and kill bosses and be able to say we did something really cool on with our heals or we changed something with our rotation, just the little things that come with healing I like. And when a boss dies and I had a hand in it through the healing class, I just find it to be far more gratifying. I think it's just because the responsibility that comes with a healer is a little different than the responsibility that comes with DPS or tanks. And I'm not saying it's a more important responsibility. I'm not saying it's a better responsibility. I'm just saying it's a different responsibility that I appreciate. It's what drives me. When I first started doing it and I first started healing and damage was going out, but somehow I was able to kind of put out more heals than the damage that was coming, I think that was just a cool thing for me and something that I thought was really awesome. Like, the healing class, I think, is awesome regardless of the MMO. Any MMO that has a healing class, I'm probably going to play that game and I'm probably going to try it out because I love the responsibility that comes with being a healer and being one of two people in an 8-man group that's responsible for everybody there. I think that's really cool. I think it's pretty awesome. I wish that we had more options, and I've written about this before. I wish healers had more options, but I like that it's our job to keep everybody alive, so to speak. That's the first major thing. The responsibility of it is awesome. The second part I like about healing, honestly, is the quietness of the whole thing. So when you're DPSing and the DPS is low and the boss isn't dying, it's pretty clear that there's a DPS problem. When tanks can't hold aggro, it's very clear that there's a tank problem. But when people die, it's not always pretty clear whether it's a heal problem or not. Sometimes it depends on RNG of the boss. Sometimes it depends on if DPS or tanks are standing in fire and stuff like that. Sometimes if the group mismanages things, like if we don't get a shield out the right way. Or there's a lot of little factors that go into a wipe. And the wipe isn't... If somebody just dies to pure damage, then obviously that's heals. But not everybody knows that. Like, it's not a broadcasted thing. You can derp as a healer, and it's less obvious sometimes than if a tank derps or a DPS derps, for sure. Unless you just stand in the magnet and die in Nightmare Grop Dog, you know. There's some obvious things that everybody does, but there's a lot more subtlety to a derp on a healer that I like. It gives me, like, a little bit of comfort to know that I messed up here and nobody really noticed. And that happens just about every raid. Like, just about every raid, I do something silly, like I roll instead of cleanse on accident, you know, or I just do something really dumb that only I know I did. And it's kind of cool to be able to do that and then recover without anybody knowing. At the same time, the reverse is true with the quiet kind of glory of the healer, is that you can also do some really amazing stuff and nobody really knows, you know, for the most part. Like, I can pinpoint times in, like, where I've gotten off a crazy res. There's no way I was supposed to get it off, and took aggro for a second, dumped aggro, got a res, got back to where I was, and I kept healing, and maybe the tank knew because I resed him. But no one really knows, because everybody's kind of zoned in on what they're doing. Or there's times where I popped an adrenal and my stim and went nuts with heals, and I kept the tank alive when he had three of the monsters on Bestia, the first wave of Nightmare. So just little things that healers do that nobody really knows they do because nobody's really paying attention. You know what I mean? Like, it's great. It's like we're the offensive linemen of the raid. And, like, we do a lot of cool stuff. We do a lot of things that are really important. A lot of fun things and a lot of stuff that nobody really knows what's going on. And I like that. I like the kind of quiet that comes with either messing up or doing good work and nobody really knows, and you can just kind of move on with your life. It's weird, but I like that. So the responsibility of the whole thing, and the kind of quiet glory that comes with healers sometimes, I really, really like. If you're in parses, you can see the heal numbers, you can see the effective heals, and you can see the total heals per second. That doesn't really tell you much. I've constantly railed against, you know, parsing as a way to tell if a healer is good or not. It tells you that a healer is effective at putting out a number of heals. It doesn't really tell you if the healer is a good healer. You know you're a good healer if you react to boss fights, if you react to damage, if you react to your group members' movements in a way that keeps them alive. That's a good healer. A good healer, in my mind, knows the damage that's coming, is proactive as possible on that, but it is also super reactive to what is going on and can think quick on your feet with your heals and do something completely different from one moment to the next than you might normally do. If you're a good healer, if you know you're a good healer, is when the boss fight goes to hell and the strategy has to change on the fly, and you can adjust your heals to that, you're a good healer. The same way as a tank, if the strategy has to adjust and you have to taunt something different, if you have to do something different than you normally do with a tank, then you're a good tank. If you have to suddenly adjust your DPS rotation, if you get asked to shoot a different target out of nowhere because things have gone to hell, if you get asked to drop aggro or control your DPS because things have gone to hell, and you can do that without any problem, then you're a really good DPS. So for healing, that's what I like about it. I like about healing that you have to sometimes make adjustments on the fly. You have to sometimes do things that you wouldn't normally do with your heals, with your cooldowns, with your defensive stuff that you don't normally wouldn't do, and you have to kind of figure it out. There's no set rotation of heals. There's no set time to burn for heals like there is sometimes for DPS. DPS, sometimes you can say, okay, I'm going to hold off on wave 2 because I got to go ham on wave 3, or you got to do this because you have to do this later in the fight. That's not always the case for healers. Healers have to do whatever is required the moment it's required of them. And I like that. I think that's pretty damn fun. That's what I like about healing. It's the nuances of the class. It's kind of the nuances of the fight that's going on. And I think it's really cool. I like it. I have fun DPSing. I did at times have fun tanking. But I just love healing because of what is required of us from one moment to the next sometimes changes, and we have to be able to make that adjustment very, very quickly. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. Anybody listens, if you have any thoughts on what you like about your class, what you like about your spec, even if you're a DPS, I'd like to know what you like about DPS. There are players who are amazing DPS players who know their class, who know their spec pretty damn well, and who can do a lot of the stuff I'm talking about that heals have to do, can do it on their DPS. And I think that's super cool. I'm nowhere near the level of DPS that I am as a healer. Not even close. But I have fun. Tanks, I don't know, sometimes you guys are in a whole other world. Sometimes tanks are doing some miraculous stuff with taunts and setting up their group to succeed by how they cool down, by when you drop oil slick, by when you do saber reflect, by when you shroud. Some of that stuff, you do it to benefit the group more so than you do to benefit yourself. And I am appreciative of that as a healer, believe me. So if you have a different role you play, if you have a different spec you play, if you have a different class you play than me, I would like to know what it is you like about that and what fun you get from that. Otherwise, just keep raiding. For God's sakes, keep healing. And check HealingSoulTour.com for anything you can think of. Any suggestions you have, you let me know on Twitter. I'm happy to do anything. I'm happy to do anything healing related. I got a couple ideas I'm working on this week. So check the site, check Twitter, check everything. Let me know how you guys are doing out there. Take care. See you.